This is Seeds of Success, brought to you by Briwood Farm Market, and today we're talking with Erica Everett Muse from Shenandoah Farm.
This has been here for a long, long time in the family. How far back does it go?
1963. The little log cabin that's over there, we call it the Duck House. That was the first thing he built here, and I was born in the little white house up the very front. Moved here in 71. My mom loved horses, so when she was, before they even got married, he bought this property when he was 19. She loved horses. She used to go to some riding stable, Hepburn's Riding Stable, and ride on the weekends. And she just said, you know, you have a farm, so we should have a couple horses. So they bought a couple of gelding riding horses, and she kind of played around with it. And then when I came along, I got a pony for Easter before I was even two, a little albino Shetland pony, and Rocky. And I just was, they always said it was the best babysitter they ever paid $35 for. Okay. I had him till I was 28 years old. He died. He was in his 40s. Yeah, I just was obsessed with it. So from there, then I got a bigger pony, and then I got a show pony when I was 10. And my mom took me to lessons and horse shows, and that was kind of our thing.
Now, when did the Kentucky operation come on board?
2004. Four? I think. Okay. We were looking for, there was just going to be a change of who we boarded with down there for 17, 18 years. She was getting older and lost her sight, and looking for a bit of an investment, and we decided, you know, to do what we do and to raise a better horse. You don't read any articles about the wonderful pasture and lands in Ontario.
In Ontario, no.
It's all about the bluegrass. Okay. Yeah, it's the limestone concentration. So the farm we were on became available, and we bought it and named it Colton Springs. We needed a name very quickly, so Colt. And it got up and running. So we altered how we raise our horses. Usually everything was here. We raised our horses here. Well, now our babies go with their moms like 7 to 10 days after they're born here. They ship to that farm. They stay with them until they're taken away from their moms, about 5 months of age. They winter there. They come to me for just to prep them, like to get them schooled and conditioned, and the final touches to them, May, June, July, August, and then off we go. The brunt of them go back to Kentucky. We have New York, Kentucky, and then the Toronto sale at Woodbine is where they all go. But and now we've put out a more, they call it precocious. Like, we never were good two-year-old breeders. Our horses were bred for kind of the classic two-turn, you know, later developing. Since we've done the farm down there, we've had a lot more precocious. And we've had, you know, horse of the year, champion three-year-old, and horse of the year, Karen. She was raised here. Her sire is here. She was what we call a true homebred. And she was a millionaire, and I have a very good friend in the business now that boards with me and stuff. He's a client, but I consider him a friend. That was his first horse. So he bought her, and she was almost champion two-year-old. She was raced 6 times, won 5 of them, and then became champion three-year-old, Canada's Horse of the Year, which is a tough spot for him because I've waited my whole lifetime to raise her. It's his first horse. It's very tough to stay at that level.
Well, you set the bar pretty high.
Yeah. The business will humble you. It's the highs and lows. I mean, I don't see myself as a gambler or an addict, but I think I am.
It's a unique piece of property.
Yeah.
It almost is like park-like.
It is. Yeah. And I think, you know, in the future, is that what this will become? Like, will my boys be running kind of a touristy park? This could be like a staycation. The whole place could be, they used to fish here. Ponds are loaded. Kids could come here and go fishing. Where do they get that opportunity now?
So looking more like a B&B?
I'm just thinking that maybe this could open up to be more, if I have a structure, more people could come and we could have, you know, celebration life. Nobody gets married in a church anymore.
Yeah.
People aren't doing the funeral things the same anymore. There's banquets and with
but
the
still
kid,
keep the horses?
Yeah. Smaller, kind of a higher end, more of a boutique in the thoroughbred business. Because I think our business is challenged here. We only have one racetrack. There was a program we don't receive the portion of the slots that we used to. That got pulled out from under us in 2012. So the business has struggled here and will continue to struggle while the racetrack squashes out. Their property at Woodbine is worth so much for development.
Right in the middle of the city.
They don't want live horses. They don't want the barns and the training track. I mean, the writing's on the wall. It's healthy in the States, so if you breed the better quality, the more expensive stud fees, sure, they fall in Ontario because we'll always have our $1 million queens played and they have to be born here. There's a program for them here, but I think you've got to breed to go to export them. With my youngest son, I have ponies. I invested in a lot of really good show ponies, babies, because I know how to race. I like to raise things, them and start them myself, so we have that capability here and I can ride with them. And so I have a lot of ponies. So I'm kind of shifting